From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. As night fell over Rome, thick black smoke drifted from the chimney on top of the Sistine Chapel. That means no new pope yet. Clearly, no candidate secured enough votes in the first ballot. That smoke signal completed a day that, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, was rich in ceremony.
The process of electing a pope is officially now underway. The day began according to rituals honed over the centuries. The cardinals, who are electing their church's 266th pontiff, gathered in St. Peter's Basilica for a special service, a mass for the election of a pope. These are turbulent times for the Roman Catholic Church. It's buffeted by division and scandal. So when, in his homily, Cardinal Angelo Sodano appealed for unity, it carried particular weight. In the afternoon, the conclave began. Intoning Gregorian chants, appealing to the saints and the Holy Spirit for help making their decision, the cardinals filed in procession into the Sistine Chapel. They lined up beneath Michelangelo's tumultuous and dazzling biblical frescoes, a blaze of red in their cardinal's robes. One by one, they took the oath of secrecy.
Et ego cardinalis, angelus cardinalis Scola.
That's Cardinal Angelo Scola, Archbishop of Milan. He's considered a strong contender. But Scola's far from the only one whose name's the subject of speculation.
Et ego Timothy cardinalis stolen.
Then, in line with tradition, came the order from the master of ceremonies.
Extra omnes.
Everyone out. The lock-in began. And, concealed from the eyes of the world, so did the first ballot. Outside, the weather played havoc. On the night Pope Benedict XVI resigned a month ago, the dome of St. Peter's was struck by lightning. Today there were more storms. In St. Peter's Square, a sparse crowd gathered in the cold to watch events on huge screens. As evening fell, their numbers grew. All eyes fixed on the small, rust-coloured chimney on the Sistine Chapel roof. It's 7:41, and rising out of the chimney above the Sistine Chapel, where the cardinals have been deliberating for the last several hours, is a stream of thick smoke, and it is black. Black smoke means no candidate received two-thirds of the vote. No one really expected a pope to be chosen today. The outcome didn't seem to disappoint the crowd, who included Jimena Hernandez, a student from Florida.
It was exciting. It's just like being in history, basically, in the making. So it's really exciting.
Stella Jennings traveled to Rome from England to witness this scene.
What was it like seeing it for real?
Well, it was just amazing. I was amazed at how many people stood there in the rain and waiting. They wouldn't go away, just in case.
Pope Benedict was elected after 2 days and four ballots. It took 3 days and eight ballots to choose his predecessor, John Paul II. No one knows how long this conclave will last. With no clear frontrunner, it may take a while. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rome.